Atlanta Falcons, number one seed. San Francisco 49ers, number two seed. Where do you stand, Tom?
It's a Back to the Future game. Remember, these guys used to be in the NFC West together.
That made a lot of sense.
And Atlanta. Well, they used to, you know. So hey, it's a fun. We're also stepping back.
I don't think I paid attention to the NFC at all.
San Francisco is back in the playoffs for a second year in a row. Back in the NFC Championship game for a second year in a row, and we're, like I said, we're back to the future, man. When the Giants and the 49ers and the Cowboys and all those guys competed, and now the new kid on the block is the old kid on the block. All old is new again.
Are you saying it's going to be Back to the Future where they do exactly what they did last year and choke?
Look for the catch. Colin Kaepernick, the new Joe Montana. No, I'm just kidding. So this will be an interesting game, as we just discussed, because you got another West Coast team having to travel to the East Coast. It won't be so bad this time because they won't be playing at 1 o'clock. They'll be playing at 3.
Well, it's not only that, but they weren't already on the East Coast this week and having to travel back and then back four. Also, last I checked, San Francisco is a little closer than Seattle, too.
Keeping all those things in mind, Atlanta, still doing pretty good in that home field advantage this year. I believe they only lost one game this year, I think, to the Saints at home.
I think, yeah.
And, you know, it's...
No, they beat the Saints at home. It was somebody else. Carolina, I think.
Yeah, Carolina. So, I don't know, though. I will agree with, I think somebody posted on the boards, that the Atlanta crowd gets loud, but one bad play, and it takes them like a quarter to get loud again. Yeah. And it's the Atlanta crowds, if you don't live here, Atlanta is a bunch of people that are not from Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Atlanta is a bunch of people that are from all over the country, and people complain about Atlanta's not a great sports town, and it's because there are not a whole lot of people here that
they're fair weather fans.
They're even from Georgia. Yeah, they're even from Georgia. And so I am from Georgia, which always shocks people, that they're like, oh wow, you're actually from here. So I'm not. And what happens? I'm a Steelers fan. But I can like the Falcons. I do like the Falcons. Do I like them enough to win this game? I haven't decided yet.
I
will decide before we finish with this.
You can't do that. Oh, that's a cop-out. I already know my decision.
I'm vamping. However, can I tell you, I want Atlanta to win this game. I want Atlanta to win this game because, obviously, I live in Atlanta. The other reason is because, sneak preview into the next picks, I want Baltimore to win because I want that Super Bowl to be Ray Lewis returns to the scene of the crime against Atlanta, where it all started and could have gone downhill from him.
I got a whole other analogy for that. Talk about Back to the Future.
We're back, but anyway, I'll save that for another.
I have a full alternate reality in Elseworlds on that I want to present. But anyway, before we get to that, I mean, personally speaking, I'd like to see Atlanta win. I really would, especially since in preview to the next game too. I don't want any of the douchebags in the next game to win. And I know I'm not supposed to be that biased.
That is douchebaggery afoot.
Exactly, you know. And if we have to hear about a Harbaugh at all winning, they're going to go ahead and bring it back to Baltimore, all the brothers. And, you know, that's about as hearing about Favre all year. I just don't want to go ahead and hear one thing. Maybe we can get Tim Tebow thrown in the mix, too. Maybe Tebow can go to the 49ers over the break after they win the Super Bowl, and we'd have the eclectic mix of ESPN reporting for a year. So my wants and my desires are, Atlanta is about the only team left playing right now that I could actually go ahead and fathom rooting for. Any of the other three, I think it goes on varying degrees of rooting against. Probably I'd side with the 49ers over top of, well, I don't say probably. I'd have to go ahead and take them as the lesser evil. But either of the other two, there's nothing I can do to root. So please, Atlanta, win this game. But if you truly ask me, does Atlanta actually stand up, or rise up, as they love to go ahead and say down here, can they rise up against the 49ers? I don't think so. You know, And maybe this is what they need. Maybe they need to be slapped down by the media as they're getting this week. Maybe they get to go ahead and say, hey, look, they should be embarrassed because they're coming in into this game and they are not the favorites and they're at home field and they were the number one seed. I mean, I'm sitting number one. I'm kind of pissed off. You need to go ahead and give me the respect I deserve.
Right. Denver got all the respect in the world being the number one seed and everybody thought they were on their way to the Super Bowl, us included.
Yep, and you know, this is kind of what happened to the 49ers last year. They came in and thinking they were dominant, and Harbaugh led off, and he tanked it.
Yep.
So I'm kind of hoping that's a repeat story. Unfortunately, I don't think Harbaugh is going to be that naive to go ahead and do it a second year in a row. If Atlanta wins, they're going to have to win on their own dime, not because the team's lazy.
Right.
Whether they can do it or not, that's a different story. I do think that they match up better against Kaepernick than Green Bay did.
Well, and I don't think... Honestly, I think Green Bay was a bit surprised at how much Kaepernick ran. I think they were a bit shocked. And
yeah, but they didn't even make a second-half adjustment.
Well, and I'll tell you this. I watched a little bit of the game because obviously it got out of control. One thing I saw, the reason that Kaepernick was running all over the place was because... One of the sides, he kept running to A.J. Hawk.
Okay.
And he, was it A.J. Hawk? A.J. Hawk or Shane, I can't remember. What's the long hair? Shane or Matthews?
Clay Matthews.
Matthews was kind of playing a little hurt. He was freelancing.
Mm-hmm.
There is one of the touchdowns that even the announcers thought they gave LaMichael James the ball. Clay Matthews did a pirouette on the field because he was not playing his position. He was not playing linebacker, your zone, wherever you're supposed to play. He was trying to find the ball. He looked to one guy, started to go with Kaepernick, then thought James had the ball, turned back around, then realized he didn't. I mean, the guy did almost a 360 on the field, and he did that the whole time I watched. He wasn't playing his position. He was freelancing. Derek Brooks did that a lot at Florida State, and that lost a game or two. If you don't play your position, sometimes you're so good you can freelance and you look like a genius. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when the scheme comes along that takes advantage of that, such as that read option, you look foolish. And I think that's part of it. And I agree with you that I think Atlanta will be a little bit more prepared.
I think Atlanta did very good on shutting down Russell Wilson.
He did
not run at all last week. I mean, you look at the total numbers for his running, and you look at the other games that he did, they really shut him down.
Yeah, and they really, really need John Abraham back, even if he can only go one or two plays, you know, per series. But I will go ahead, been beating around the bush for long enough, I will go ahead and say, God damn it, I'm sticking with rising up. I'm going with the Falcons, going with the home team. I picked them all year long. Why stop now?
Yep, I can't do that. I got to be realistic on my viewpoint. My other thing about it is I think there's the other monkey on the back in the scenario, and that's Mike Smith and his coaching. And I think it's all going to come down to that. If he can reel himself in and not make the dumb mistakes, they may actually make it there. I do think that their defense is better equipped to handle Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that they have enough weapons to stretch out the field quite well. I don't think that the running game is still there. They did well against Seattle, but I think they were one man up on Seattle. I don't think they're one man up on the 49ers.
Well, Justin Smith will be back, so that is to your point. But as I said, I'm going with the Falcons. I'm rising up, and I'm expecting to see Samuel L. Jackson at the game. For those of you that don't know, before the season started, there are many local commercials here in Atlanta with Samuel L. Jackson leading a choir in the song "Rise Up," if you like that sort of thing. So I would not be surprised to see him show up at the game on Sunday and start off the game maybe with a coin toss or something. But anyway, as I said, I'm going with the Falcons.
All right, and I'm going with the Niners.